The Ice Twins by S.K. Tremaine.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Our chairs are placed precisely 2 yards apart, and they're both facing the big desk, as if we're a couple having marital therapy. A feeling I know too well. Dominating the room is a pair of lofty, uncurtained 18th-century sash windows, twin portraits of a dark and dimming London sky.
"Can we get some light?"
asks my husband, and the young solicitor, Andrew Walker, looks up from his papers with maybe a tinge of irritation.
"Of course,"
he says.
"My apologies."
He leans to a switch behind him, and two tall standing lamps flood the room with a generous yellow light, and those impressive windows go black. Now I can see my reflection in the glazing. Poised, passive, my knees together. Who is this woman? She's not what I used to be. Her eyes are as blue as ever, yet sadder. Her face is slightly round and pale and thinner than it was. She's still blonde and tolerably pretty, but also faded and dwindled. A 33-year-old woman, with all the girlishness long gone. And her clothes? Jeans that were fashionable a year ago. Boots that were fashionable.